Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Isn't it funny how it works out? It works out like that. Thank you for being part of my day. We got our good friend Tom Anastasi back on the show. Tom is a great member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, America's Dream Done Right. He's taught business at for a couple of more decades at universities such as Boston University School of Management, Harvard, etc. He is and also a little school up there in New Hampshire, and he's also worked with SBDCs and SCORE, and he's got another book that we're going to talk about today, conflict without casualties. I'm dyslexic for some reason today. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Oh, welcome, and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. You let the cat out of the bag, Tom. I've been trying to keep that quiet.
Sorry about that.
No, it's too late now. Thank you. I mean, I just don't like my audience to send me a bunch of presents. They know how much I love chocolate chip cookies with pecans, and I don't want them to send me a bunch of those. So I try to keep it quiet. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. The book, Personality Negotiating, Conflict Without Casualty. What do you mean by personality negotiating?
Well, one of the things is that when I first started studying personality, it was when I was in graduate school at Harvard. And one of the things is that it was used as management development. And I did sales back then. That's way before I got into the glorious life of academia. So I did sales and marketing for almost 15 years before getting into academics.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically how to understand your employees. And one of the things I found is that I went to a lot of sales training when I was a sales rep. And most of the training was on techniques, and some of them were great, and others were not so great. And one of the things I found is that they said, well, you know, why don't you understand your customer? If you understand how your customer thinks and wants to have information presented, that's going to give you a much better leg up than some of the sales training I got.
Mm-hmm.
So my first book was actually on psychology of sales called Personality Selling. And that sold so well that my publisher negotiated with a lot of the big bookstores at the time and said that they would have a very big buy of my second book. And so they offered me that contract. And this is based on a seminar that I would do around the country for various mm-hmm. corporations and turn it into a book. And so the idea is really understanding psychology of how people think and negotiate. Not to manipulate people, but to manage the process.
Information.
And it works very well, and it's been adopted at a lot of colleges and universities around the country. So a book I wrote 13 years ago is still selling, which is very, very nice.
I'm not surprised, Tom, at all. And folks, as you've heard me say, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for my audience. Tom, one of the things that we talked about negotiating, I have with other experts on the show a lot over the last several years. I'm glad to know this is something that you've worked on. And one of the things that we've learned is that information is the most important tool in the negotiation. And part of that information is anything you can learn about what makes the guy on the other side of the table, the person on the other side of the table, what makes them tick, right?
Absolutely, because not everybody is looking for the win-win deal. Some people are looking for what I call the I-win deal, and they look at negotiating as a sporting event.
Mm-hmm.
But you can actually use that against them if you know that's what they're about. Mm-hmm. Because one of the things is that like any sporting event, if if you're not winning very quickly, you're going to get frustrated. And what happens is that if you match those people or you don't let them bully you, they're going to change their conflict style, and they're going to go from a win-lose style to a compromise style.
Right.
And then you've got them.
And again, it's not about being manipulative. It's just about realizing that there are personalities involved. Everybody has their own. In every negotiation, I think, Tom, there's the business deal on the table, and then there are the personalities between the ears. What do you think?
Oh, sure. You know, for instance, if somebody offers something that's so heavily one-sided in their favor, you say, come on, are you kidding me? I'm not going to take that. You wouldn't take that, would you?
Right.
And then they'll kind of laugh and say, no, I wouldn't. And what you do is, rather than thinking, oh, my gosh, this person is being such a jerk, all you do is label the behavior. You say, oh, that person's in the win-lose conflict style. And then labeling it depersonalizes it, and then you can manage the process.
Well, and the other thing, how many times have I been, we've both been in negotiations where somebody would say, you know, it would turn out that the other person would do business with someone who didn't have as good a deal, but they didn't like the person that had the best deal.
Oh, absolutely.
And if you know that going in, if you know that this person you're bidding against is a jerk, is probably going to insult or whatever the other person, the person you're trying to do business with, you know, you may not have to be the low bidder.
Absolutely not. And that's why when you are negotiating, you always have a smile on your face. Even when you're doing a tough negotiation, you don't have to act tough. You want to, what we call, separate the person from the problem and never take personalities into it. And when you're being your toughest, that's when the smile on your face gets the biggest.
Right.
Because you never want to take an aggressive negotiating stance, though you may be taking an aggressive negotiating position. So there's a difference there.
Right, right. So now the book is called Personality Negotiating, Conflict Without Casualty, and it's still available, right, Tom?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
And they can find it wherever
books
are sold.
It's published by Sterling Publishing, a great publisher down in New York City.
And tell us your own website, too, Tom.
TomAnastasi.com.
TomAnastasi.com. Check it out. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk some more about personality negotiating with our good friend Tom after these messages, 20 after, I should say. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.